My story's at an end. I got nothing more to tell. So here I am, lying in the small narrow bed in my cootie waiting to die, with Ajahn Dahn just sitting quietly beside me. He said he'd leave me when the time's right. I haven't eaten for a few days now. I feel empty inside. I'm scared that my last hours are going to be long. I'm going to be in a lot of pain. It's strange, you know, waiting for it, having to face death in this way. I always imagine I go out in a flash, like a bulb going out, or like the snap of my fingers. Middle finger and thumb, 1 minute full of life and the next dead on the floor. Seems I got this wrong. Frasenada was here a few hours ago and reassured me that my suffering is part of a deep natural process of purification. Though I don't know if it's possible to purify Dan Holmes. It would take another whole lifetime to do that. Ajahn Dahn isn't saying anything, he's just letting me be. Images begin to float before my mind now, events in reverse. I see myself sitting in my Learjet, feet up, as it rolls down the runway to LaGuardia. I see myself slouched on the couch in the Trump penthouse with my dick in my hand, saying to the three cool girls in front of me, "Which of you is going to suck me off first then?" I see my stock going up a point as I stand before the big flat screen in my apartment, my Versace robe hanging loose off my shoulders like some pimp. I see myself strutting to Holmes Publishing, HQ, and winking at the girls on the desk. I see myself standing in the cold outside Bucci's on Lexington, on the phone to Bob, and calling Jamie a cunt. These kinds of pictures, memories, have been absent from my mind for a while. Maybe it was purifying a little after all. Death, it feels close by, is tapping on my shoulder as I suddenly struggle to breathe, my lungs not wanting to let the air in. Ajahn Dahn takes my hand, whispers, "It is okay, Dahn. It is okay." And with these words, I can breathe once more. I can't sit up in bed, even though I try to. I'm real tired now. My head feels so heavy on my shoulders, I imagine it might just fall off at any moment. My body's so limp and sluggish, it will sink into the hard mattress, going deeper and deeper into the fabric, the foam, the springs, the metal bed frame, until it simply vanishes. Ajahn Dahn helps me lie flat again, tells me not to be afraid. My face starts to feel cold. It must have a little color left in it now. I manage to move my hand and touch my cheek, which appears to be caving in. And my mouth feels all dirty. Now my teeth are rotten, like they're all yellow and black. I'm becoming agitated, a little delirious. I'm aware of this. I'm not sure what's real anymore. My mind playing tricks on me. I'm feeling out of it. But then the snot dribbling from my nostrils and spit from my mouth, it brings me back once more, back to the here and now, as I feel them, these bodily fluids, they're dirty on my face. I tell my head real soon a pillow and look at Ajahn Dahn. He looks at me no differently. He's determined to preserve my dignity. Now he's not wanting me to feel humiliated, even though I got no control of my body, myself, no more. He leans over. He puts a tissue to my nose and mouth. He wipes them both clean. How long have I been lying here? I got no idea. My throat is bone dry. It feels like tonsillitis I had as a kid. It's raw, it's grimy, it's clogged. My fingers touch my lips, which are dried up and bloodless. I stare up at the ceiling through my dry eyes, dry in their sockets like old horse chestnuts that have been stuck too long in their shells. Piss leaks from my penis. I feel its warm drops on the inside of my leg, and my ass is wet as well. It must be bleeding again. My head's real fuzzy. It's overwhelmed by all these violent changes in my body. It's like I'm a boxer who, having been caught by a big blow, is desperately trying to stop himself from falling on the canvas. I know I spent my whole life priding myself for never going down. I can't stop myself from going down now. I'm falling. All I can friggin' do is watch. And that's what I'm doing right at this moment. I'm just watching myself fall. The whole room suddenly feels cold like New York in the winter. And I shiver. Ajahn Dahn pulling the blanket out to my chin. But then it's clear that it isn't the